Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Andrew Baggerly about it. At Extra Bags, we have a lot to talk about with the Giants. Got an interesting weekend coming up against one of the better teams in the league, second best record, the Baltimore Orioles, orange and black versus the black and orange. And Andrew Baggerly joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I have a John Brevia story
if
you're interested.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so every now and again, we have to do one of these sort of goofy anonymous survey things, right? And, you know, it's like, you know, who would you want with a game on the line? You know, what do you think of the rule changes? You know, who's the teammate you'd least like to have, manager you'd most want to play for, all that kind of crap. And one of the questions was, you're starting your own team from scratch, and you can pick one player to sign. Who do you pick? You know, pretty easy one. It's like most people say Otani. You've got some Acuñas. And this survey should take like 2 minutes to do. It's like five quick questions. For John Brebbia and me, it took like 20 minutes because he kept like asking follow-up questions. He wanted to know all the ground rules. He's like, wait, okay, so is money an object? I'm like, no, I guess not. So you can take anybody? I'm like, yeah, you can take anyone. You can pay him whatever you want? Yeah, you can pay him whatever you want. He's like, okay, well, then I'm starting my franchise with me, 10 years, $10 billion.
Wow. Great answer.
Like, you win. This wasn't genius. Even a contest, but you just found a way to win it. So there you go.
He's a bright guy. I'd love to hear a conversation between you, the three-time Jeopardy champion, and the great bearded Brebbia. But what he was talking about, the rocket on the arm, is Casey Schmidt. And you have a fascinating story. I mean, just watching him, I've never seen a third baseman, you know, throw. Brooks Robinson won 16 gold gloves. The Orioles are in town. He had more of a quick release. Michael Jack Schmidt, a hell of an arm. Aurelio Rodriguez years ago in Detroit. Sean Dunstan at short. But the arm of Casey Schmidt and the, you know, you guys can quantify it now with the velo. But your piece comparing the arms race between J.D. Davis and Casey, just fabulous going back and forth. But have you ever seen anybody on the left side of an infield throw a baseball like the mighty Casey does, Bags?
I mean, I go back to Sean Dunstan. I'm glad you mentioned him because I was going to mention him if you didn't. And the thing is, he had Mark Grace over at first base. So when he threw him in the dirt, you know, a lot of them didn't skip past the first baseman. And he'll fully admit that he threw a lot of them in the dirt. But I think he had the best arm of any infielder I've ever seen. And I wish we had the data to quantify just how fast the throws were. And, you know, there's that guy, Anderson with the Brewers. He's got a heck of an arm too, but he plays a lot of outfield as well.
Right. Brian Anderson. Yeah.
Yeah. And the outfielders will get off faster throws cause they can, you know, get a couple steps in and really heave it. But yeah, in terms of arm strength, I mean, that's one thing that Davis said is I'd love to see Casey Schmidt play some right field because he could get off some like amazing throws, you know, like Bo Jackson type throws, maybe if you let him. But yeah, what it does is it just allows you to make plays. And it's so important now, especially when, you know, the one thing that it's almost a bummer with the shift rules. I mean, I get it. You can only have a middle infielder on each side of second base, but it also means if you're someone with a real cannon of an arm and you're a third baseman, you could play back on that grass and you could let the ball get to you and you could get more effective range because of that and let your arm play a little bit more. And you can't do that anymore. You can't play on a couple steps on the grass anymore. So that's kind of a bummer. But even with that, it's such an asset to have that big arm at third base. And you even saw it when he and Crawford turned the double play the other day and he made a nice snap throw and Crawford still got a great arm too as a shortstop. And it really is a cool thing when you see infielders who can really throw it on a line.
Andrew Baggerly is joining us, our Friday conversation, Pop and Lund here on the Sports Hitter. Orioles coming to town, which we'll get into here in a few minutes. That's a really good baseball team with a ton of young talent that the Giants would like to emulate at this point. But just look at the National League right now, and we're starting to see the separation. We're starting to see the elite teams in the National League. We're starting to see the bottom feeders kind of in the National League. But then there's this middle ground that's really interesting, and I'm going to put Arizona up near the top where they are with the Braves and the Dodgers. But the middle is interesting in that at some point, aren't the Padres and the Cardinals and the Mets, I would think that they're going to ascend at some point just because they have so much talent. So where do the Giants kind of fit in all of this?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think to push back on that a little bit, I don't see a whole lot of separation in the National League. I mean, the Central is just a massive hodgepodge now. And you wonder who's going to be a seller at what point. I mean, the Padres, you're right, have underachieved. They're 4 games under 500. No one really thought they'd be there. I mean, if you looked at these two teams in Mexico City, you'd think one's going one way, one's going the other, and the Giants are 2 games better than them. The Diamondbacks are obviously had a great month of May. The Dodgers did too. And the Giants, I think, had the third best record in the National League in the month. And they had to kind of keep those other two teams from going secretariat on them. They're 5.5 back.
Good reference.
But yeah, so, you know, it's, that was what, 2 years before I was born, but you know, legends are legends.
Horse
go back
reference.
To World
it was
Away
outstanding.
And Sea Biscuit. Who are you?
Yeah, that was great. Good reference.
1973?
Right, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. 75.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. 73,
gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, there's still a lot to be sorted out. You know, we have no idea who's going to be a buyer or seller at the trade deadline, except for maybe a team or two. And you know, I think the A's have done a good job separating themselves.
Wow.
But
John Fisher has done a great job separating the A's from everyone.
Good in big air quotes. But, I still think every team is we've seen it with the Giants this season. I mean, the teams that you think they beat in series – you know, like the Nationals or like the Royals or like the Tigers, they have not won those series. They just lost 2 of 3 to the Pirates, who were reeling a little bit after a really good start. So, you know, I think there's a lot of parity in the league right now.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And obviously the Giants season kind of flipped when they call up Casey on May the 9th in his debut game. He gets a home run. And then Patrick Bailey 10 days later on May 19th, that was 2 weeks ago, Bags, which leads to, and we're all hoping Michael Conforto's fine because he's an instrumental piece here. You've already lost, you know, Tyro Estrada ahead of him and Jack Peterson, so you don't want any more injuries. And they're saying no structural damage, but you don't know. They may IL him. And the name Luis Matos, you know, has come up. If they do have to make a move with Conforto today, Bags, they have enough infielders that can go out and play outfield, and a lot of infielders aren't getting a lot of playing time now. Do they go that route? Do they bring somebody up? Or do we see, like Schmidt, like Bailey, maybe it's time for Luis Matos?
Well, the big difference here is that Matos is on the 40-man. I mean, that's what makes it so easy to call him up is, you know, it's something you have to think about if you have to create that roster space somehow. And we'll see about Conforto. I think the, you know, when you hurt your heel or you hurt your mid to the back of your foot, you know, the first thing you think of is, gosh, you know, is the Achilles okay? Is that okay? Because that's a year. You miss a year if that's a problem. And they came back from the scan and said there's no structural issue, not even a bone bruise, just a soft tissue bruise, but you know, that can linger with you for a little bit. So if you don't have your legs under you, you can't really swing with any authority. So, you know, if it's a long season and we know that this is a very load management conscious front office and coaching staff, and they do not want people out there at 90%. I mean, they feel like they've got enough depth to cover. And maybe this does create a good opportunity for Matos if they decide that Conforto needs more time. But, you know, he was swinging such a hot bat that, that I got to think that, you know, if he tells him he's okay, then they'll give him a chance to play.
Matos is interesting. I saw a video yesterday, hit his first home run. He's only been at AAA for 14 games, 4-for-5 last night with a double and a home run, 4 RBIs. His third straight 3-hit game, his 8th multi-hit game in 14 games, and he's hitting .391, but he's only 21 years old. So, as you said, he's on the 40-man, but this just based on how hot he is, would they take that into consideration in moving him up?
Well, you know, I think so. If it's a situation where they feel he can compete against big league pitching, you know, I you always want it to be a development decision, right? When you call somebody up and not just to plug a hole in the major league roster. I mean, I think I saw the Cardinals called up Jordan Walker again.
Yes.
And he was on their opening day roster and they saw a couple of swing flaws and saw that he wasn't really getting a lot of launch and hitting some ground balls. And I thought, you know what, let's let him, you know, instead of having him play 4 days a week, let's let him go to AAA and work this out. And now they've got some injuries, and then they got to bring him back up, and we'll see if he's ready or not. But you always want it to be a development decision first. And I think if it was something they felt he wasn't ready, regardless of what the team needed, I don't think they would call him up. But if they think that he can be a short-term spark and really have a little – success and then they're open-ended to seeing how long it lasts. Yeah, I could definitely see. It's a conversation. Let's put it that way. I'm sure it's a conversation at this point.
After a day off yesterday, the Giants are back at it on an Orange Friday night, and it's an Orange and Black Friday and all weekend with the Baltimore Orioles coming into town. And, you know, the one thing about the balanced schedule now, we saw the Yankees opening day in New York. You know, to see the Orioles is a little bit rare. But what the fact that they're – and now the Texas and Boch have passed them by a half game. But for a lot of the year, they were not only running second place in the American League East to the Rays, who are 40-18, but they had the second-best record in all of baseball bags. So, I mean, Texas is 35-20. Now Baltimore's got the third-best record at 35-21. But I kind of like this balanced schedule. We get to see the Orioles on a weekend in San Francisco in June.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's good. I mean, I think you miss those extra games against the Dodgers. You always get up for those, and you know, it's down to what, 13 instead of 19, and you know, obviously that those are always a big draw, regardless of where the teams are in the standings too. But you know, I'm just looking at the schedule because I was looking to see what run differentials were. The Texas Rangers have passed the Rays in run differential. I mean, they're scoring 2.4 more runs per game than their opponent, 6.3 runs. Per game all year. So their offense has really been cooking, and they've got some good pitching too, and they've got Jacob DeGrom coming back. So, yeah, how about Bruce Bochy? He's walked into a pretty good situation, I think.
August 11th, 12th, and 13th, yeah. By the way, Bochy comes back to Oracle Park, guys.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, that's nowhere, no matter where the teams were on the schedule. That one was circled before the season began, for sure.
No doubt. Bags, great piece, like Pop said, on the arms of Davis and Schmidt. That was a great piece, a great read. Nice stuff.
Yeah, I actually apologize to Casey for finding the video of the one run that scored his friend.
You'll
have to read the story to see how it scored. Oh, but they might play that on the big screen in the clubhouse for him. We'll see.
Yeah.
They never pitch him. They're going to go more Brett Wisely in that role, Luis Gonzalez role. They wouldn't put him on the mound in the ninth inning in a blowout game one day?
No, because Gabe Kapler said he wouldn't trust him. They try to hum it in there as fast as they could, just like J.D. Davis did with Houston when he made three pitching appearances in 17 and 18. And he wants somebody who's just going to lob it in there and not have a sore arm the next day. That's priority number one. So anybody that they think is going to actually go up there and try to pitch and like throw like 95 miles an hour, you have none chance of pitching for the San Francisco Giants.
You have to throw the lob. That's all they want. They just want the
Ephus.
Yeah, the Ephus pitch.
Well, Canseco threw the knuckleball, and he got hurt doing it. That's so true. There's no speed to save.
Yeah.
That's true. He also had a home run go off his head. So, you know.
yeah. Outstanding. Thanks, Bags. Bags, we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.